Cold War Kids are from Fullerton, California, and have a wonderful debut album and have been making friends throughout the country. Certainly, they are a big blog band. A lot of people at blogs catching on to their sound, particularly from some EPs that were out. The band formed around a couple of, all four are really strong members, I should say, but Nathan Willett is the lead singer, and bass player Matt Maust actually had a website called Cold War Kids where he did a lot of his art. And I asked Matt as we started things out about that early incarnation of Cold War Kids in more of a visual realm.
Yeah, the name existed at least, and we were all friends. And like, if you look at all the art that surrounds the band, whether it be online or in the booklets for the CDs and all that, I was kind of doing that before we were playing music, the very very similar type of things. And so, some of that artwork was actually made before we ever started playing. And it just kind of
when we first started playing together, it seemed like all of the things that Matt had done visually before the band would be a good look for the audio.
Totally.
Prototypes stuff.
There's been a lot of people who describe the band, they talk a lot about, Nathan, about how your songs are they're certainly character-driven, and they're little stories about people. But what I love about them is they're kind of vague, as are most good. Do you have to take things out of the narrative, or how does it come about?
I don't know. I think there's a fine line there. I've been listening to a lot lately the first Paul Simon solo record, and I wish that I had heard it a lot sooner. It's like his little stories are like, They're so like just dense and at the same time vague enough, you know?
What, like things like Duncan or something?
Yeah, Duncan. Yeah. But I mean, the mother and child reunion, that's like, there's so, I mean, he's saying so much with that one line, and then a lot of the rest of it doesn't add to that necessarily in terms of the story, but it just, like, you know, that image just sticks with you so hard. Even me and Julio down by the schoolyard, you know, it's like kind of, like, if I don't know if it if it makes linear sense. I haven't sat down and read it that way, but when I hear it, I see all these little glimpses of a story and all this kind of mayhem going on, and I get the feeling that I think he wants to put across, and I think that's the whole point, and I really love it.
Well, that happens with the best of what you do as well. I'm thinking of things like Hospital Beds and We Used to Vacation. With this guy who's clearly struggling. And do you have sympathy for that guy? It seems like you do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Which is this alcoholic guy in We Used to Vacation. Hopefully you'll get to that in the set. What's your relationship with the blogosphere? Man, it is a tough world out there. I used to think bands in England had it tough with the NME having to shoot a band up every week. But, man, you can be cool in the blogosphere one day and the next day.
Yeah. I think our relationship with them is that we initially, I know that our manager and us, we sent a few off very early in the game. And we made the, you know, I guess we asked them out a long time ago. And then at some shows, we've met some of the bloggers, and they're all pretty nice people. Met some really nice bloggers. I wasn't really familiar with the whole blog. I don't think any of us really were until our friend, a good friend of our, Matt O'Brien. He's an excellent blogger. Has a blog of his own.
Yeah, I think it's just something that we hear more about it than we actually read it. You know, and it's kind of. Yeah,
I see.
It's an interesting world. I mean, you know,
I really compare it to a lot of like I used to read zines when I was a kid all the time, and all the zines from the East Coast would come. You know, I get dropped off at a record store on the West Coast, and I would read these, you know, pay a buck for them or something, or get them for free, or just trade in the mail, and I would find out about all these, like, you know, bands that way, you know, and I would send my $5 for a demo tape to wherever, you know, and I would find about bands that way, and then give them to my friends, and I remember, you know, a year or two later, I would see the record at the store, and I think, I don't know if the zines are totally gone, but I see blogs as kind of like the more undesigned, uncool version of zines, it seems like.
It's kind of advanced warning, in a way. Yeah. It's like the first time you'll hear about something.
I think that the reason that it's such a big deal to people is because it is like throwing off the whole, the big magazines. And I think that that's, you know, it's like every kind of empire has to change. And you know, those those kids that get to write, you know, it's kind of like just freedom of the press thing where these kids that get to write whatever they want and other kids are going to go read that because it's more real. And it's basically like these guys who are writing for, you know, Rolling Stone or whatever big magazine, you know, they got to get their act together. They got to do something else or do it in a new way. And so that's, it's always good. You know?
It's all changing. It's all changing very rapidly.
Yeah.
A bunch has been made about there being religious biblical references throughout. Is that something that is you want to be subtly there? It comes from who you are, or
it's
I think it's just more of a spirit. Like some of our most favorite.
It comes from where we come from, you know. So yeah. it's like.
What do you mean by that?
We come from musically, you know, loving Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, Tom Waits, Nick Cave, all these people that use a lot of that imagery. And I think that sort of by being American, by being in this time and place, that those images are powerful stuff. And I think that you know, it is up to the artist to, you know, yeah, use them wisely. And not like abuse those words and those images, mm-hmm, and stuff. So, but I think, you know, we do use them, and it's not, it's interesting. It's been interesting that we have, you know, that some people have, sort of have had misconceptions about it. But really, I think it's more interesting about sort of our culture and what's going on right now than it is really about our band and what people think about it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much in the last 80, 90 years of music has been about those things as well. And like Nate was saying about, you know, Dylan and Nick Cave and Tom Waits and these people. And I mean, and they got it from old Lomax Field recordings and all that. And, you know, where you know, a church choir was like a beautiful sign. I listened to gospel spirituals like in prisons and the how the sacred meets the profane in the prison. It's like a beautiful thing, and so it comes out through things like St. John and then, I don't know, it's more of a spirit and
St. John really
a tool.
Sounds like a It sounds like an old song. It sounds like a spiritual. It sounds like not as much a spiritual, but a stomp of some sort.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
From some place. In fact, why don't we start off with that? Go to the stage for St. John for a performance from Cold War Kids. We're playing live today on the World Cafe.
the night shift, depending to the pace. Just wanna go home and get some sleep. Boys grab her by the waist with the caffeine eyes, the hands all fidgety electric. I picked up a brick from my papa's front door and threw it in the daughter's boy's face. Well, blood was streaming like a whale got strong. I couldn't believe what I had just done. Well, the other boy ran and that's what said on the ground and he would never move again. Old St. John on death row, he's just waiting for a party. Old St. John on death row, he's just waiting for a party. All us boys on death row, we're just waiting for a party. All us boys on death row.
Thank you.
You brought me out so, so, so many times. Now hang me up to dry. I'm pretty like the white, white whites of your eyes.
Cold War Kids on stage at World Cafe Live with Hang Me Out to Dry. And our thanks to the band for joining us live today on the cafe. Coming up, it's Talking Heads.